Earl Afari Hutchinson is the president of the Los Angeles Urban Policy Roundtable. He is not satisfied with what he says is the Torrance Police Department's lack of concern to racial profiling.
We made it clear, racial profiling is illegal. It's something that we are not going to tolerate. We're going to continue to challenge, and we're going to continue to send a message to the Torrance Police Department.
Prominent Los Angeles African-American minister Robert Taylor claims that he has been harassed by Torrance police officers repeatedly in the past month. Taylor says officers made hostile gestures towards him during two traffic stops.
I noticed them looking at me. Then that's when they turned on their spotlight into my face where I could not even see. So at that time, that's when I rolled down the window and asked them what was the problem. They never responded. The driver just looked at me with a very angry face.
Lita Heron with the Youth Advocacy Coalition says the conduct has existed in Torrance for a very long time. She says it's time for the Torrance Police Department to take responsibility for its actions.
If they have improper conduct, it should be investigated. We are expecting some investigation here, and we are expecting some results from that investigation.
However, Taylor says so far the police are not actively involved in the investigation, and he is outraged by their attitude.
You know, people's rights are being violated. This is America. We have constitutional and civil rights. Both has been violated and are continuing to be violated. You know, it needs to stop, and I want it to stop right now.
After several calls to the Torrance Police Department, no one was made available to comment to Annenberg Radio News. The civil rights activists involved in this case say they are going to be meeting with the FBI in the next few days. They plan to ask the Bureau to step in and ensure safety of Taylor and his family. They also plan to ask for a Justice Department probe into the police department. Amina Karam, Annenberg Radio News.